Well, this morning I have for my young people's talk a very special visual aid. Father Peter. I wanted to invite Father Peter to join with me this morning for a particular reason. I and Mark, we celebrate the Eucharist and exercise our ministry on a regular basis. Not so for Father Peter. We would love him to do it, but in a sense he's retired. He's too old. Never too old. No. The thing is, of course, you never retire from your priestly ministry. Amen. You never retire from your priestly ministry. And for us, that should be an image of our own vocation. There is a special vocation to the priestly ministry. There's a special vocation to all sorts of ministries. And I'm saying to you all today, you must take those as seriously as Peter has taken his, as Mark has taken his, as Archana has taken hers, as Art has taken his, as so many who join in service in the sanctuary. Once having made the commitment, that commitment is for life. We seek to strengthen our vocation in particular ways, and we do so in particular during Lent. We are so blessed to have the wonderful cycle of seasons throughout the year. But in Lent, we concentrate on certain things, one of which is our shortcomings. And so, today, we recognise that in our weakness, we so often forget and leave behind our vocation, to the extent sometimes that we stray right away from the fold, like lost sheep. It's a duty and a joy to be called to the priesthood, and having heard that call, to live by it. So I wanted to share in the celebration of the sacrament of the Eucharist with Peter this morning as a sign for all of us that our commitment to our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ must be absolute. Whether called to the particular priesthood or called to the general priesthood, the priesthood of all believers. And my brothers and sisters, forget not this. You, as well as I, are called to the priesthood. And what is priesthood? To do that which the world itself so often does not have the strength, the willpower, the faith to do. You are priests. Priests of God's holy church. Not in the same sense as the priest, who stands at the front. But he does so always as a sign. Remember, too, we're praying for our new ministerial team here. And so it's incumbent upon you all also to pray for the clergy, that they may continue to be that sign to you of the perpetual presence of Jesus, of the perpetual call, that word to your hearts, which allows you to say, yes, my Lord and my God. And as Samuel did, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Spirit of the living God, we pray that the Spirit of the living God,
Father, will remain in your heart as a holy priest.
That the Spirit of the living Lord will remain in the hearts of all of us, called to the service of Christ as a witness to him and the very love of Christ in the world. That's your job.